Fred Film Radio.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Samantha Sartori at New York Asian Film Festival 2018. This is the 17th edition of the festival that brings the best movie from all Asia. For the closing night this year, there will be the world premiere of By Boost. And today we are here with the director, Eric Matti, to talk about the movie. Good morning, Eric, and thank you for being with us.
Hello, Samantha.
You wrote and direct By Boost. Without revealing too much about the movie, can you tell us how you come across the idea for this movie and what kind of research did you do?
We just started with the idea that when you get into a slum area, like a whole district of houses, when you get in the middle, it will be so difficult to get out at night. So that's where the whole idea started. Maybe thinking like doing a zombie film without zombies, that it's all like real horror. And that's where we came from. Then after that, when I decided that I wanted to make the film, we started talking to drug agents, the police, and talk to them if it's possible to have a story like that during a drug operation, because the whole movie happens within a drug operation that has gone wrong. And they said, yes, it's possible. They even showed us a place where it's really difficult to go in and out whenever, if you're going to have a drug operation. So that's where we started coming up with the story.
One of the most impressive technical aspects of the movie is the sound and the soundtrack. You use different kind of music, from classical music to traditional, heavy metal. Can you tell us how you worked on it?
I have the rain.
Yes. If you close your eyes, you can still watch the movie.
Yeah.
This is very interesting.
I really wanted Barangay Gracia na Maria to come alive, that whole place. The main intention in making the film is really to immerse the audience in the experience of what if drug agents go into a place and do a by bust operation and then it's gone wrong. So I want them to witness it. It's almost like you're also one of the drug agents as you're watching it. And I knew from the very beginning that sound and music is going to play a big role. With music, I've collaborated with Erwin Romulo, who I've worked with in four other films. And from the outset, when we discussed the music, we immediately decided we're not going to do action music. We're just going to score the craziness of the whole journey inside the bust operation. So we were thinking of music based on that. As the movie progresses, the music goes crazier and crazier, stranger and stranger. For sound took us 9 months. Yeah, it's really difficult. We've never done something as massive as this in the Philippines. We've had ambitious projects, but I think this is the most ambitious sound production we've ever made in the Philippines for all the films. And our sound engineers, and we have a sound producer. We're having a tough time with what do we showcase. Is it the gunfire? Is it the music? Is it the rain? The rain is a character in itself in the film, because I wanted to put in the film how it's like to be in the Philippines, because it rains in different times of the day in the Philippines. And if you think about it, it almost feels surreal. It almost feels like a nightmare that it rains for 10 minutes and then it stops for 10 minutes. It rains for 2 hours and then it stops for 30 minutes. You get what I mean? So there's a kind of unpredictability.
Absolutely. And in addition, there is also, like, usually rain is almost silent, but in your movie it's like touching all these...
The roof.
It's really like... the movie is full of action. How did you work with your actors?
Yes, they didn't know what to expect. The action part is really, really tough for all of us. I storyboarded it first. I wanted it to be a clean process for the actors. I don't want them to be surprised. I don't want to decide on any fight sequence on the set while we're shooting it. I wanted to prepare for it way ahead. So what we did was I storyboarded everything, all the fight scenes, and then I gave it to my fight choreographer for him to bring in his own ideas into it. And then he called stunt people, not yet the actors, just the stunt people. And then they recorded, they shot the fight scene the way it's storyboarded and the additional stuff they want. And then we look at it, and then we made adjustments, lengthen the middle, shorten the end, or add some more in the beginning, whatever. And then they redid it. And then when we were happy with it, we got all the actors, showed them the video, and said, okay, this is you, this is you, this is you. And then they do it. We rehearsed it. The film was shot for 56 days. Mm-hmm. Our rehearsals were also that number of days.
Oh my God! So it was that was my next question, by the way, because he looks like a movie that took a long time, and you know, I was asking you how long was the shooting, and it was so long.
We started on the project way back in 2016, which is April of 2016. We started shoot end of September of 2016. We only finished shooting this February 2018.
Wow.
My lead star, Ann Curtis, got married within the movie. A lot of things have happened to all of us there.
Yes, you can see in the movie that is like a very, very big project and that takes so much time. Do you have any opening date for the movie? Because Sunday, there is the world premiere at New York Asian Film Festival. But do you have opening date for the Philippines and the rest of the world?
July 23, we're premiering it in the Philippines. But the theatrical screening nationwide in the Philippines is August 1. And then after the world premiere here in New York Asian Film Festival, Wellgo USA is going to distribute it in the U.S. and in Canada, in North America, on August 10.
Congratulations. thanks, Eric Matti, for being with us today. Good luck for the world premiere at the New York Asian Film Festival 2018. From New York, I'm Samantha Sartori, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.